Live here from the Filipino Arena, the largest indoor arena in the entire world. We are on Ciudad de Victoria here in the great, great country of the Filipino Islands. Let me bring on my co-host. He is...
I turn the switch and check the number. I leave it on while the Jedi slumber. I hear the rhythm of the music. I buy a product and never use it. I hear the talkings of the DJ. Can't understand just what does he say. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican
Vacant. Good evening, El Vacant.
Hola, mi amigo. ¿Cómo está?
It's a great night for wrestling, ladies and gentlemen, here in the Philippines. Beautiful night. And it is going to be a hell of a happening here live from the largest indoor stadium in the world. And this place is indeed huge, El Vacant.
Sí. I mean, I told you when I came to visit. You know, it's just one thing to be told about it. It's another thing to stand in it and look around. Yeah. Like, it's insane.
It is incredible indeed. And we're glad, happy to be here in the Philippines and in this arena tonight.
You know what the best part is about such a large venue?
What's that?
So many people to buy chips and tacos.
Yeah. I bet you're making a killing tonight.
All right. Well, so I didn't want you to wait because I'm really afraid we may sell out with so many people here. I brought you a little bag with the lechon. So we got a couple soft tacos in there. Came up with the gordita, which is very good. We kind of came up with that this morning last minute.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, this looks good. Smells good. I'm ready.
Yeah, I didn't want you to miss out because it's pretty good.
I'll try to munch on this in between takes here as we get through tonight's card and talk about what's going to be happening. And, you know, you look up and down the card. This is kind of – tonight's kind of a story of two people in particular. And first one, of course, being STB, who is in both the Platinum Dragon Championship, defending that. And also challenging for the world title. We've mentioned how he has a chance tonight to make history and I would say if he were to get to win both matches, it's going to, I mean, his career has already been top notch here in RAWF. Hall of Famer, he's done everything, won Xanther, won the world title, many times a champion, but this is going to take him to that absolute next step, in my opinion. I think he would be joining the absolute elite here in RAWF if he were to pull off both victories tonight. What do you think?
Absolutely. I was joking about I would bring him into the Hall of Fame because he's our Hall of Famer. But I made the joke of I would make a new wing for people who holy shit moments. That part I'm not kidding because holy shit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it would, if there was a Mount Rushmore of RAWF, he would have to be included if he were to walk out of here tonight with both those championships. It would, especially against the two men that he is facing, it would certainly boost his career to the stratosphere. But we will see. That one's going to be a tough one. And then the other person who's got a lot on the line tonight is his opponent in the Platinum Dragon Championship match, his challenger, the Paragon of Greatness. Paragon not only challenging for Platinum Dragon, he's challenging for the White Lightning against the unsettled Chris Cage. And on top of that, he and Nox Boogie looking to be the next tag team champions if they can get past Hotness Overload. So a huge night for the Paragon of Greatness. How do you think Paragon walks out tonight? It's been a while since we've seen him with Major Gold. He's had his issues over the last couple of years. Is this tonight he breaks out?
You know, I don't know. I say this a lot when it comes to Paragon lately. It depends on what Paragon we get. He's been very motivated. He's been very, look, he's at the top of the top right now. But, in the last year or so, he gets to the pay-per-view and he falls apart a little bit. If that happens, I think he walks away empty-handed. If not, if we get that super motivated Paragon we have seen before, maybe he walks out with a little more gold around his waist and each shoulder.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge night for him, huge night for Simply the Best as well, because he is challenging the Immortal Griffith for the World Heavyweight Championship here tonight. And these are two powerhouses. This would be a main event in any pay-per-view. I would have loved to seen this at Immortal. I would have loved to see this at any pay-per-view. These are two of the greatest that have ever walked in RAWF going at it one-on-one for the greatest prize in all of Unstoppable. So what is your final take on it now that it's just a little while away?
Look, I think the odds-on favorite is the champion. I think Griffith is probably going to retain. I also think it's going to be a hell of a match. I don't think anyone's going to walk away with it. And I won't be stunned if Simply the Best does manage to beat Griffith. He's done it before. I just think of the two, the one that has far more experience in these kind of situations, multiple high-impact matches at a major event in RAWF, I think that edge goes to Griffith.
I mean, obviously, I'm never going to count Griffith down, ever. He's capable of being a dominant figure every single night, no matter who the opponent. I've seen him do it against the best of the best. Now, it didn't mean that as a pun, but I've seen him do it against other opponents that you wouldn't think it would be easy way to walk over him, and he has. So it all depends, again, on how on top of his game the Immortal Griffith is. Simply the Best, though, can take advantage of any mistakes. He can take advantage of any weakness that might happen. So we will see. This one's going to be a good one, a classic, I have a feeling, and no better place to have such a match than here in the Philippines in the largest indoor arena in the world. But STB's night doesn't begin with that world title. It basically begins with the Platinum Dragon Championship against Paragon. Those two, of course, neck and neck for the number one slot in RAWF rankings. And so this one's going to be, this one's going to have a lot of pull towards what's going to happen in the future. I think in the next coming weeks, STB and Paragon for the Platinum Dragon Championship. Who walks away with the heart and soul of RAWF tonight, Ovakin?
Again, I think so many things about if there's so many variables because of the way things stacked up, but if Simply the Best gives it his all, if he walks in and puts everything he has out there to retain, I think he keeps it. If he lets himself be distracted at all about the fact that he has another match coming up, I think he loses.
Hello?
Hello?
You still there? Oh,
I'm
okay.
Here.
I saw you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. I can now. I thought maybe you cut off in mid-sentence. It sounded like you stopped in mid-sentence. But maybe
No. So I was just saying, if he gets distracted by having another match, I think he loses the title and Paragon walks away new champion.
And, of course, I think it also depends on how beat up Paragon gets in that White Lightning title match against Chris Cage. So that has to factor in as well. We shall see. Both those matches are highlight matches of the night, and they both involve Simply the Best. This is his night to become a true legend here in RAWF. We will see what happens. National title on the line, DW facing Kayla the Governess, who right now, as mentioned, is looking stronger than I've ever seen her in the past month since she lost to DW, that national title match at Philadelphia Freedom. She's looked a lot better, a lot sharper, has been more vocal. This is the best I've ever seen Kayla the Governess. Will it be enough to win the rematch against DW this time around?
I said it before, I'll say it again. It all depends on her. If she comes into this match trying to do exactly what she always does, she's going to lose. DW has already proven that she can best that Kayla. But look, Kayla has a really strong support structure. She works with some of the best people in the business. If she's been training, keeping that old match in mind, comes in and changes things up, she has a definite chance of taking that title.
All right. I love both ladies. I think they're both terrific. And Kayla has certainly been showing me a lot of moxie as of late, showing that she has what it takes to be a champion here in RAWF. Can she do it tonight against DW? We find out. It's going to be a hell of a fight for that national title. Midnight Hobo Championship. It is Nightcrawler defending against the Messiah, Conk. And this one is a Hellfire Pit match, meaning the loser gets thrown into a freaking pit of fire. So somebody's going to get burned.
It seems a little much.
Well, apparently it only comes up every 10 seconds or so. So is there a chance they'll get thrown in and be able to get out just in time? But, somebody could end up a little extra crispy tonight here in the Philippines. Who do you like, Nightcrawler or Conk? Especially considering Nightcrawler said he wants to move on to greener pastures. He may not want to hold that Midnight Hobo title much longer. But do you think a little fire, maybe a little fire Scarecrow may motivate him enough to want to retain that title tonight?
Honestly, I doubt fire worries Nightcrawler at all. I really think he's not concerned about fire in the slightest. That being said, my money's on Conk. I think he's gonna win this. I don't feel like Nightcrawler is particularly motivated for this title. I think his eyes are set elsewhere. And I think without that motivation, we won't see the level of greatness that we have come to expect from him. Now, that being said, there's a caveat there. He is in an interesting position in the rankings right now from what I read last night. And to get what he really wants, he kind of has to win the match tonight. But if he wins the match tonight, it keeps him from getting what he wants. Like, he's in a real catch-22.
Indeed, it is going to be an interesting match to watch. What But I mean, you saw his entrance earlier to the ring, and it looks like he means business. So we will see. This is going to be a hell of a match for the Midnight Hobo Championship. FUBAR City Championship, the vacated FUBAR City Championship being contested between AF James and the Unsettled Cage. AF James, of course, a former FUBAR City champion. He's been here before. Chris Cage, it's something he wants to add to his already growing RAWF resume. And I certainly, you would think, just looking at the two of them, the FUBAR City belt would be a better fit for Chris Cage. But AF James is not your normal millionaire, if you will.
No, I'll be the first to admit, like when he first was looking for that title, I just said, this is ridiculous. It's not his kind of fight. He's not going to do well. And he has done nothing but prove me wrong. I would not have expected the Playboy to be as able to get just as down and dirty as he has. But oh boy, am I wrong. Like Chris is in for a fight tonight.
Yeah, he is. And I think it's going to be a hell of a match. Certainly, I got my money on Chris Cage, though. I have a feeling Chris, this is going to be a huge night, especially considering he still wants a shot at that World Heavyweight Championship.
Yes,
I know
he does.
And so, a win in the FUBAR City match is certainly going to help him get there, or at least get closer. My money here is on the Unsettled one, because I do feel like he could be the next great world champion here in RAWF.
I think he's really been coming into his own. I don't know if it's going to be, you know, tomorrow, but I think it is inevitable that he is going to eventually have that gold. Yes.
All right. I think so too. There we go. All right. So, with that being said, we move along to the Tag Team Championships. Dungeons and Dragons taking on Hotness Overload for the vacated Tag Team titles. So, we got here's what we've got here. We've got a Hall of Fame RAWF team. They've won the titles several times. They're looking to win for a record amount of times tonight, our Paragon and Knox. But then we've got Hotness Overload. And while this is the first time they've ever been to the title match here in RAWF, they are renowned throughout the business as one of the greatest tag teams in Unstoppable. Who do you use your money on tonight?
You want to know who I think is going to walk away with the tag titles? Me. You know, my opinion. All right. No offense to Dungeons and Dragons. They are arguably one of the best tag teams we've ever had in this company. They're one of only two, well, yeah, no, three, three. They're one of three tag teams in the Hall of Fame. That being said, and Hot Nurse Overload has, not been super successful here in the RAWF. They've done well, but they've never had the titles. I'm not even 100% sure they've ever had a title shot. I'm sure they have, but I can't remember. But here's the thing I will say. I watch a lot of tag team wrestling. I'm a big fan. And I watch it all across the indies. And Hotness Overload, everywhere they go, has done amazing. They have held tag titles all around the world in company after company. I would say RAWF is the anomaly there, and I don't know. My gut is saying they're gonna break that curse tonight, and they're gonna walk away with tag gold.
I can't disagree with that. Considering Paragon and Knox, while they've had their opportunities over the last year, have not been able to regain the tag team titles, despite the fact that they've. I think they've had two or three title shots over the past year. So we will see. It should be an interesting match, and I tend to agree with you on that. We will see. Estrogen Championship, the First Lady of Anarchy, Vic Cougar, squares off with another fiery redhead in Revenge Gibson, who is starting to show why she has been a legend here in WU for so many years. Tonight, she takes on another legend. These two go battle it out for the Estrogen Championship. Who do you like in the Battle of the Redheads?
I think it's going to be a good fight. I think they're both incredible wrestlers, but I think we're going to have Ann Still.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a good one. And I do think Revy is capable of taking that title off of Cougs, but I don't know if it's going to happen tonight. Cougs has been very quiet and as of late, extremely quiet, not as vocal and around as she usually is. That means she's busy preparing for a big match. And if she's preparing for Revy like I know she is, Revy's in for it. Revy's in for a hard time tonight. We will see. Triple Crown Championship, Hotshot Chaz, Deez, and Billy Gunn. And as we talked about last night, this is three different levels of success here in RAWF. You've got Deez, who's the Hall of Famer, former world champion, former tag champion, former just about every title you can imagine here in RAWF. You've got Hotshot Chaz, who's just starting to come onto his own, get some success as far as gold goes. He's got the Triple Crown Championship. And then you have Billy Gunn, who just recently started his RAWF career 3 or 4 months ago, is looking for his first RAWF gold. Which one has the advantage due to their experience tonight?
All right. You're going on just experience. It's Deez. Hands down, Deez has the most experience. He's the most decorated in the company amongst the three. It's on paper. It's hard to argue. And now I'm going to argue it. I suspect as long as the other two do not overlook Billy, which would be really easy for them to do, as long as they do not overlook Billy, I think Chaz retains.
I mean, obviously, in a Triple Crown title match, the champion has a huge advantage. He only has to, he only has to stay alive. He doesn't have to beat both of them. He only has to beat one. So that's a huge advantage for Chaz. Billy's going to have to come from underneath and beat both of those guys. I mean. I won't be shocked if Billy manages to do it, because he is a hell of a talent. He has the capability. But in this situation, in a situation he's never been in for a triple in before, a Triple Crown Championship match, both the other two have been. So I would say it's going to be somebody whose name ends in Z. But which one?
No.
That one's going to be hard to say. It'll either be Chaz or Deez. I have to lean a little bit towards Chaz, just because he has the champion's advantage. So I will agree with you.
He absolutely has the advantage in this match. And frankly, I think he's more motivated.
Yeah, agreed. So then we turn to the multimedia title match. It is Undertaker versus RAWF Hall of Famer Davila, looking to win that title for the fourth time and tie the record held by Judgment at this point. I think, is that enough motivation for Davila, do you think?
I mean, maybe. I've never understood what motivates Davila, I'll be honest. I don't. Like, there are times where they come off as very motivated and very dangerous, and there are times where I don't think they give a fuck. And I don't know who we're going to get.
Yeah, this is true.
I hope we get the very motivated one. I think that would be a great match. I'd really like to see Davila carry a title and do something with it. I think that would be great.
Absolutely. Agreed. I would love to see Davila get that title back, get some more gold around her waist. And Undertaker, we know what our issues are with him, but at the same time, he is a tremendously talented individual in his own right.
None of my problems with that wrestler have anything to do with his ability to wrestle.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Then we move on to the White Lightning title match between Chris Cage and the Paragon of Greatness. This one, so much history between these two. This is Paragon's third opportunity in as many pay-per-views to get his hands on the White Lightning title, albeit the last two times it was in a triple threat match with Nightcrawler being in the mix. A little different this time. It's one-on-one with the champion. You think Paragon, without Nightcrawler being in the mix, Paragon can take Sparky away from Chris Cage?
Yes. This is the match I honestly think he is most likely to win.
I mean,
he has a history. He's not particularly fond of Christopher, and vice versa. And I think Chris's eyes aren't on Sparky as much as they once were. They're looking at something else. I mean, have you ever watched when Griffith walks by that man carrying the world title? Have you ever watched Chris when that happens? He cannot take his eyes off of that belt. He is laser focused on one thing. And I think Paragon's going to take advantage of that.
We shall see. I'm torn on that one just because I know how much the Unsettled One does love that title. So it's kind of hard to bet against him right now. So with that being said, if anybody can do it, though, it's the Paragon of Greatness. Powerball Championship, the Immortal Griffith takes on Sassy Applebee's, who, as we know, has been putting on quite a show as of late, especially in tournaments, winning the Powerball tournament to get this opportunity, as well as, of course, the Xanthar, the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. Taking a belt off of the Immortal Griffith is very tough. Very few, people have done it, but it's usually, they have to be in the top of their game. Can Sassy Applebee's show that potential and beat the Immortal Griffith for the Powerball Championship?
I mean, she certainly has the skills to do it, and now she took him out of the Xanthar tournament, so obviously she can beat him. The question is, can she beat him with this kind of money on the line?
Yeah, we shall see if that's going to be a good match. The Hatfield-McCoy match, the interesting story here now, and for those of you who haven't realized this, it was supposed to be, and of course, up until the show started, it was billed as Conk defending the Hatfield-McCoy Championship against the man formerly known as Albatross Unlimited. He has gone back to his former moniker as the Belt Collector. And I kind of like this move that he woke up this morning and said, "I'm going to be the Belt Collector." This is certainly a good day for that, since you were getting that title shot tonight, Belt Collector. What do you make of that, El Vacant? Strategic, maybe trying to get into Conk's head?
I mean, maybe. I mean, it also might be, look, you know, we talked to him a lot last night about, headspace and you know, being that self-confident person. Maybe, you know, having that name makes him more confident in himself. I mean, there's no question about what his intent is with that ring name, right? Like, he's here for your belt. So good for him. Maybe look, and if he pulls it off, he pulls off the biggest upset of the night. He's a million coins richer, and he has his first RAWF goal. Like that's a pretty good night for somebody, right? I mean, if he can pull that off.
Well, it's definitely the biggest match of his RAW career. There's no doubt about it. Getting an opportunity at the Hatfield-McCoy Championship, if he wins, he gets quite a bit. He gets the title. He gets a million coins. He gets to say, "Hey, I finally won a title here in RAWF." His confidence should fly through the roof if he can beat Conk. But at the same time, this is not a loss that Conk wants to take. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I don't think he wants to be the one to let the Belt Collector collect off of him. So we will have a word with Belt Collector here in just a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. But that is going to be a hell of a match. I would think, maybe Belt Collector's new attitude wins him the day. We find out tonight. Champions Choice Championship, ladies and gentlemen. It is the lovely Maeve O'Hare defending against the Razor, or I guess he might be Super Razor now, or Razor Man. Razor Man, because he came out wearing a cape. Well, he can't be Razor Man. He's got an S across his chest, so. But the Sharp. He seems ready and focused for Maeve O'Hare tonight in their Irish Kryptonite match. And while he can only use moves that have the word super in them, super kick, superplex, and there's another one in a
Punch.
Superman punch. He can only use those three moves, basically, that I know of. He seems extremely confident against someone who's got so limited and has the huge disadvantage. But, you know, it's interesting. What do you think about this whole situation with Razor and May for the Champions Choice Championship?
He doesn't stand a chance in hell. Good for him for doing his best and trying, you know, taking the opportunity. This is not going to go well for him. This is going to go poorly.
I'm sorry. I love that song. I love that music from the very first major Superman movie back in the day. Gosh, I'm dating myself again, but yet it is what it is. It should be a interesting match, even though I think we both agree Maeve is going to retain. But at least Razor is it showing the right spirit, is getting into the spirit of things.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, we have a Philippine street fight between Aaron McFadden and Mark Caliber, who I believe are tag team partners, so this is going to be interesting, although Mark's been acting a lot stranger than usual lately. And the ice cold one I have to say McFadden is probably more prepared for this than Mark is, just looking at their mindsets as of late.
Absolutely. That is 100% absolutely true. And as I said last night, I think he's going to walk away with this match.
Yeah. But, I mean, stranger things have happened. I could be wrong. Maybe whatever Mark's going through propels him through the day. It's hard to say. We find out tonight. And then, of course, I myself taking on the Extreme Enigma in a Boobar City street fight. This is a man who getting a little frustrated because he can't win the big match on pay-per-view, even though he's only been around for, I won't say a cup of coffee, maybe a pot of coffee, because he has been here several months. But still, he's getting a little frustrated, and he decided for some reason he wanted to call out the boss. Well, as I've already said several times, it's going to be another big mistake, and I do hope that after I humiliate him, he finds a way to get back on the horse and keep going. I'd hate to humiliate him so bad that he takes his ball and goes home.
Would you though? Would you really hate it?
Yeah,
you don't look like you'll hate it.
I would. I would hate to see anybody do that. Always.
Well, okay. You would hate him leaving. Would you really hate humiliating him?
Oh, no. I wouldn't really hate humiliating him as long as, you know, it didn't lead to, you know, a harsh reaction afterwards. But anyway.
A middle ground. You want to humiliate him, but not so much that he feels the need to quit.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But at the same time, you know. All right, so with that being said, let's take a look at some of the other matchups, because there's some really good ones on this undercard. We don't normally go over the undercard a whole lot here, but there are some really extreme, there are some really interesting matchups that could play into the final rankings for sure. You have Maeve taking on Hobo Ezekiel. That's a good one right there. And, you know, she sounded like she was excited. Another interesting one, and I know these two kind of have a silent rivalry here in IWF just because they both are, like, named after fish or fish people. But you have Killer Neptune going against Bruce the Shark, and both of them are in the rankings as of last night. Care to comment on Killer Neptune versus Bruce the Shark?
How will we know who's who? Bruce got the mask, didn't he?
Doesn't Bruce have his name across the ass of his tights?
Oh, he might. You might be right.
I'm just saying.
But all I know is that the fish puns are going to be flying fast and furious.
You think?
I know.
Well, I mean, it's a halibut with both of them.
I'm not playing this game. I'm not doing it. It would be a tuna fun.
Yeah, see, you couldn't help yourself. All right, so Strangleheart versus Dr. Kent. This was another good one. It's not a title match. Strangleheart is the reigning men's champion, but unfortunately the Arsenal of the Month did not finish in time. Strangleheart will probably defend that title next week against either the Unsettled Chris Cage or the Undertaker. But he's taking on the former champion, Dr. Kent, in a non-title match tonight. And Dr. Kent may be looking for a little revenge off of Strangleheart. Your thoughts?
I suspect he is going to be looking for a little revenge, and I think he just might get it.
I mean, you know, it all depends. Strangleheart has these times when he's really trying, and then there's sometimes he's not. And so I guess it depends on what kind of Strangleheart, which Strangleheart we get tonight. Dr. Kent's a bit also up and down. So I'm kind of mixed on that one. I tend to lean towards Strangleheart. Kane the Governor takes on Sean Hitman Hurd. This one should be a good one. Both of them up there in that top 25 or around that top 25. And two, of course, Kane has been showing his spots lately. It's unusual to actually talk about Kane and not Kane on a pay-per-view when he's not in the title match. So who do you see here walking out the advantage, Kane or the Hitman?
I think it's going to be a really good match. I think they're very well suited to each other. My money's on Kane.
All right, that's fair. That's fair, because Sean's kind of still getting his groove back in, and we will see. But that one is going to be a good one. Uber Vegan will be taking on Ken Costa, the Witcher Ken Costa, I should say. Although I don't know how many witches do we actually have in RAWF, I don't think someone who's named the Pure One would be a witch. So, but at the same time,
witch.
Ken
you said witch. I misheard you.
Yes, I did say witch. But at any rate, Ken Costa, Uber Vegan TPO, Ken Costa is starting to awaken. He's actually been talking a little bit. We've heard from him a couple times now. Maybe starting to take things serious. Talk to me about Uber Vegan TPO versus Ken Costa.
Look, I honestly know very little about Ken Costa, although he sounds like he should be like on ESPN talking about baseball. I don't know. But that being said, Uber Vegan has always sort of impressed me. One of his problems in the company is not his ring skills. It's his inability to work a mic. And I think if he ever solves that problem, he's going to skyrocket around here. I think safe bet is Uber Vegan.
All right. Big Papa to take on Big Effin' Hitman. It's Big versus Big. And both of them are also hanging around the top 25. This is it's funny how things played out. All of these matches are going to have an effect on the rankings, I have a feeling. But who do you like here? Big versus Big and Papa and F and Hitman.
I think they're, again, very, I mean, there's some good matchmaking here because there's none of these are obvious, like, oh, it's a blowout. Like, these are all pretty good, well-contested matchups. I think I'm going to go with Big Effin on this one.
All right. I can see that. And I mean, and both of them, not the biggest talkers, but they talk with their fists, and they both do it fairly well. So Anton Dare, who was also rated in the top 25 last night, taking on Papa Shaker, who was injured in after being attacked by a mystery man. And while he was cleared to wrestle tonight, he's not in the best of shape. This could be Anton's Dare to make a final move and get himself a spot that top 25 tonight. What do you think?
I think with Papa Shaker being, you know, still not 100%, I think Anton is going to capitalize on that, and he's going to try and start making that mark he promised he would make when he came back.
All right. That's pretty much, those are the marquee matchups as far as the undercard goes. It's a hell of a night. All of these matchups are going to be crazy, and I can't wait to see what happens. But so if you were to pick one match tonight that you really want to see and that you really want to really dissect El Vacant, which one would it be?
I mean, we already talked about it a lot, but the match I'm really looking forward to see is Platinum Dragon. I'm really looking forward to that match. I think it's going to be a good fun match to watch. That is probably going to be our 5-star match of the night.
I don't disagree. And you know, the STB as of late, I mean, they've both been dominant in the rankings over the past few months. There's no doubt about that. And by the way, next week I should have overall rankings for the year updated, and you'll be able, we'll get you an update on that next week here on After Hours. But I mean, if I just looking at it and look what I know, those two are probably going to be the top two, if not in the, you know, two of the top three or four. So it's a matchup of probably the two strongest in RAWF right now, with the most momentum going their way. It's almost like a head-on collision between two Mack trucks is what it boils down to. So, you know, it is hard to call. I agree with you that this one is going to be the match of the night because these two right now have been at the top of their game. I've never seen STB look better. I've seen Paragon back to the days when he was a dominating champion himself. World champion, he's looking really good. So yeah, I have to agree that one's going to be a 5-star match, to say the least. All right, couple of announcements I want to go over before we bring on before we take a quick break and then bring on some callers. First of all, I announced last night that Graveyard Smash will be coming to you live October 22nd from Las Vegas, Nevada. The T-Mobile Arena will be the home of this year's Graveyard Smash pay-per-view, October 22nd. It's going to be a great one. And this is going to be an interesting month and a half here, El Vagan, because, you know, in previous years, of course, we had Cataclysm going on in September, but we've gotten rid of Cataclysm so that we can take breaks when we need to. We've kind of eliminated a couple pay-per-views, and I kind of feel like that's going pretty good so far. How have you felt about it? We did not have Unyielding back in March. We went straight from Love Hurts to Immortal, and now we're going straight from Tropical Aggression to Graveyard Smash. Do you like the long breaks here?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, it lightens the load a bit. But I'm not going to lie, I'm going to miss Cataclysm. It was one of the pay-per-views I really enjoyed. I feel like, you know, you never knew what was going to happen at Cataclysm. But, you know, again, it lightens the load on everybody, not just the work, the ring workers and the announcers, but everybody, the whole locker room. It just lightens the load. I think it needed to happen. I think it's going to put a more interesting race to Graveyard Smash too. I'll be interested to see how that goes. That long run between tonight and Graveyard Smash. That's a lot of time that people have to work to get a shot. You know what I mean? To get, you know, to prove that they're in line for a title down the road.
I've kind of enjoyed the longer rankings periods myself. First of all, we can take breaks when we need to. That's always a plus. But at the same time, it's harder to win 10 or 11 matches as opposed to, you know, the more matches you have, the harder it is to get the top 25 or getting one winning record. And it's really shown the competitive side of a lot of people. And I'm enjoying it thus far. So I think it's probably going to continue next year.
Run, you're not lucking your way into the top 25. You need to earn it at that point.
Right. Exactly. So while I agree that Cataclysm was always a hell of a pay-per-view, and as was Unyielding, I think, you know, what we were doing now is much better for everybody in the long run. All right. So I also got I got some big news for you, El Vacant. Guess where we're going to be? Yes, for you. Next week. Guess where we're going? I have the schedule now for the next few weeks here. What cities we're going to be hitting on the road to Graveyard Smash. Would you like to hear?
I would.
Next week, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be live from Mexico City.
Viva!
You're going home, or at least near home, El Vacant. As we return to the beautiful country of Mexico, its capital, Mexico City, next week here and After Hours and RAWF Superstars. The following week, we will be in Phoenix, Arizona, followed up by Albuquerque, New Mexico, followed up by San Antonio, Texas, followed up by Dallas, Texas, followed up by Oklahoma City, and finally Omaha the week before Graveyard Smash in Las Vegas, Omaha, Nebraska. So that is our schedule, our traveling schedule for the next month and a half there, El Vacant. But I'm sure you're excited to go home to Mexico City next week.
I mean, yeah, I love going back to Mexico. I mean, obviously, you know, when we have breaks and whatnot, I head back home, see the family and all that. But being able to go and work, again, it's Mexico City, it's not Tijuana, but, it's nice to be back in my home country, in our capital city. I'm sure, I'll have to go in a day early and do signatures and be mobbed by my adoring fans because, they love me. The downside will be my taco trucks will just be like a dime a dozen there.
Exactly. Well, I mean, that is a downside.
You know what I should do? When we go to Mexico, I should just change the entire menu and be like, it's mac and cheese and burgers. I serve like American.
Sell soul food next week instead of...
I like it.
Oh, yeah. You could make fried chicken with macaroni and cheese inside it.
I had some of that.
There's this restaurant in Chicago that's, oh my God, it was actually really good. But anyway, Mexico City next week, followed up by a travel of the southeastern United States, including Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, and Oklahoma. So gonna
oh,
be
so
a
you're
fun
trying to
time.
Say for like for the rest, you know, for the end of summer, beginning of fall, I'm going to be very happy.
Yes, you are. Although
me on the other hand is going to complain.
You'd think she would be happy because we've done Dublin a couple times over the past couple years. She should. You know.
For the record, I pointed this out before. You have this weird thing about putting us in the worst weather you can all year round because You know, a really good time for that run of cities would have been in, like, December, right? Like, that would have been.
But, no.
You have the ability to keep us at, like, 75 degrees year-round, and you don't do it.
Who wants to spend Christmas in the desert?
I do. I do every year.
Well, I don't.
That's because you have not been to a Tijuana Christmas.
Maybe you can talk me into it some other time, some other year, although unfortunately, well, I don't need to tell you where this year's Single Hell Rock is yet. We just don't worry
about
it.
We're not there yet. It's fine.
Yeah. We're not there yet. We got several months. But at any rate, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a quick song break and return. We'll be speaking with said Mavo O'Hare as well as the Belt Collector. This is RAWF Tropical Aggression on the RAWF Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Kick from the Sticks, the Steel City Sultan, your dungeon master, creator, commentator, promoter, MC, DJ, ring announcer, play-by-play, all that good stuff. And you're tuned into the Blaze Radio Network as part of the Digital Wrestling Syndicate here on YouTube, where we're showcasing your original created characters with custom shows, titles, arenas, and music. Our digital wrestling shows feature you in action in the ring, putting unity back in the community and repping many other channels with unique events like the Combat Kingdom Stable Wars. Game night with interactive chat, games, and prizes. The Get Blaze Talk Show with special guests, show reviews, recaps, and live interviews. Digital collector cards, for roster pages on our Wix website where you can find everything you need to know about LTD. And check out the TeePublic store for your LTD merchandise. Promotional consideration paid for by the following: Blaze Brews Eliminator Beer. Don't get eliminated, get obliterated. Drink Eliminator Beer. And sit back, relax, let the AI take you for a ride. But always remember this: we're all leaning towards death. Some are just a little bit closer. Peace and positive vibes to all you, and stay tuned to Blaze Radio, hook, line, and sinker. This is your boy, Blaze McCoy, saying, see ya in my dreams.
Hey, everyone. This is Sasha Camaro, and you are listening to RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. Room, baby.
Actually, we're listening to Tropical Aggression, Sasha, but thank you for that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Lord Omidus. This is El Vacant.
I'm El Vacant.
I'm Los Angeles. Yes, that's correct. All right, so time to bring on our first guest of the evening, and we mentioned how this is probably the biggest night of his RAWF career. But overnight, he has gone from being a bird to, I guess you would call him a collector. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
Well, I didn't think he'd appreciate the bird song tonight, as he's coming in as with a totally new name that has nothing to do with birds. But ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Belt Collector. Good evening, BC.
How are we doing tonight?
Doing good. I have a feeling you don't want that bird song now that you're no longer Albatross Unlimited. You'll have to shoot me a new song here when you get an opportunity. But tonight, the biggest night of your RAWF career. So you say you went to bed last night as Albatross and you woke up this morning as Belt Collector. Did you have like a wet dream about being Belt Collector? What happened here?
Oh, God.
No. Actually, I got a phone call from Albatross last night for the radio show, and he said, Belt Collector, I need your help. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, man, he said, I'm kind of down right now. And I was like, what's going on? He's like, man, I was on the radio show last night with LA and El Vacant. They just, I don't know what you done to him, but he must have really ruffled his feathers. I don't know what happened.
I see what he did there.
I don't know what you all done to him, but he
El
called
Vacant.
Me to just... He was just so down, and he called me and said, man, I need your help.
Okay. So you're going to be challenging Conk tonight for the RAWF Hatfield and McCoy Championship. And you said you said out the chat earlier, you had a special message for him. What is that message?
Well, he made a scene a little bit ago, and done his little intro. And all his little pyro, all his little things, which is fine. Like I told him a little bit ago, I hope you have trainers nearby that on standby for him tonight.
Do I have what?
We always have medical staff on
standby. Yeah, we
have medical staff on standby. Okay, just
of
making
course.
Sure because this is my special message to him. I hope you have good trainers, because he's going to have to pull my boot out of his ass whenever I get done collecting the title off of him. That's my special message to him.
Alrighty then.
This is interesting. So
I hope you have good medical staff in the Philippines. Hope you come prepared.
We always have medical staff, and you know, I'm sure Conk appreciates your concern for him, but you know, with that being said, tonight's your, since you are the belt collector, tonight your very first opportunity to collect a belt here in RAWF, and I'm sure you are as pumped as you could be for this opportunity.
Pumped? No. Pump wouldn't be the word. No. No. I don't think pump would be the word of it. No.
Well, then what would be the word?
What would be the word?
Confident. Like you told Albatross, hi. He wasn't confident. Bell collector is.
So, let's recap here. Last night I had a conversation with Albatross about his confidence, correct? And all of a sudden today, you show up, you have never lacked the confidence, that's for sure, BC. I've never seen you lack a confidence. So, this is interesting to say the least, and I can't wait to see what happens tonight against Conk. Any final words for Conk?
Just hope he, like I said, hope he has you have medical staff on standby, because he's going to, you know, he's going to pull my boot out of his ass, or somebody's going to have to when I get finished with him.
All right. Wow. So this is going to be good. It is now Conk versus the belt collector for the Hatfield and McCoy Championship tonight here in the Philippines. Belt collector, it's good to see you again, sir, and good luck tonight.
Confidence is there.
All right. That was the belt collector, El Vacant. That's an interesting situation that has happened overnight here. We went from Albatross Unlimited to belt collector. Should be interesting to see what happens. Does that change your mind about the possibility of him beating Conk tonight?
A little. I still think Conk's probably going to win, but I have a little more faith that he's going to show up and have a good match now.
We'll see. We shall certainly see. All right. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, she is your reigning Champions Choice champion. She's defending against the Razor in an Irish Kryptonite match. Let's talk to... Please welcome Maeve O'Hare to Tropical Aggression. How you holding up, Maeve? Is the weather better than what you were hoping, or how you feeling?
I'm drowned. I almost said something different, but with the conversations that have been had here tonight, I figured I better not say nothing about being wet.
That's fair.
That's fair. That is fair. So
can I ask you a favor, Bossman? Can you please never ask someone if they've had a wet dream again?
I mean, it was a fair question.
That's none of our business. None of our business.
I'm just trying to be an investigative interviewer. Sheesh. Oh my
Don't
word.
Don't you sheesh me. You're the one who said it. How you keeping Vacant?
I mean, I'm doing pretty good. I mean, I could be doing better. Someone's still standing.
Well, get my seat ready for me.
There you go.
Thank you. That pork was delicious, by the way.
Yeah. The ladies love my pork. It's true.
Unconfirmed?
And you're getting on me about talking about wet dreams. Really?
Technically, she got on me. See where she's sitting?
Yeah, you never let me sit on your lap, boss man.
You've never asked.
You've never offered.
At any rate.
Early bird gets the redhead.
Let's get back on track here.
Let's not talk about birds. I'm already confused enough. That reminds me,
birds aren't real.
You sign the petition before you leave.
You're getting the petition out of the bag again? It's like...
Obviously, it's needed. Did you not just hear the conversation you had?
Here's the truth. You want to know the truth? I'll give you the truth.
You
if everybody,
handle the truth.
If everybody in RAWF had proper mental health care and were mentally healthy, we wouldn't have the company would be boring as shit. I wouldn't make any money.
He has a point. Like, I can't even argue his point. He has a valid point.
I don't know why I try.
Because this business as a whole is usually pretty damn crazy anyways. So, I'm just saying. Everybody went to the ring in a milkman suit. Nobody had come to watch. Just saying.
Why would we all be milkmen?
I don't know. It's the most normal thing I could think of. Off the top of my head.
You're showing your age again, just for the record.
Do folks in the States still have milkmen?
Not really, no.
No.
So that would actually be rather out of the ordinary.
Fine. If every wrestler in RAWF came to the ring in t-shirts and jeans and nothing and acted like proper wrestlers, we'd be boring. We wouldn't be talking about anything.
Whatever you have to tell yourself to make yourself feel better, Bossman.
I suppose you're also going to complain about the schedule for the next month, right?
I mean, I'm going to complain because you're making us go to Omaha.
What's wrong with Omaha?
I mean, it's Omaha.
It's boring as shite. I had to drive through Nebraska last year, and I swear it took 2 days just to get through Nebraska, and there were nothing to look at but corn.
Hey, corn's pretty this time of year. Just saying, it's in, you know, the Indian
corn.
Bossman's trying
to convince me that corn is pretty.
I got nothing. Art is in the eye of the beholder, I guess.
When was the last time you went on a date, Bossman?
Omaha has great steaks. That's true. Best steaks there
are. Are you taking us all out for a steak dinner while we're there?
I might.
Promises, promises.
Love me a good ribeye. All right. Ooh.
I mean, I will never say no to a good juicy piece of meat.
Nope.
Again, she wants to get on us about talking about wet dreams, and then she wants to...
I'm okay with listening to her talk about wet, juicy meat, okay?
I never said wet, juicy meat.
Moist? There you go. That's a good one. I like that one.
Well, she doesn't say damp. All right. But anyways.
Ew. I don't want to eat nothing described as damp.
I'm totally off track. What were we going to talk
about?
I don't even remember.
I believe we were talking about Omaha and steak dinners.
I don't really remember what happened after I drank it.
Yeah, exactly.
What happened?
Okay, so. Yes, the Champions Choice Championship match against the Razor. And did you see the outfit he came in with?
I had a look at it.
I mean, he's got the S across his chest. He's got the big red cape on. He's basically cosplaying tonight, but it seems he seems very confident that he may have a chance tonight. And you know, what about all that, Maeve? I mean, typically you've had his number over the years, but you know, what happens tonight? Talk to me.
I mean, there are lots of things the test could stand for, and we don't need to get into all of that. But here's what it is. Razor called me a stalker and accused me of having some strange fixation on him. And I just want to point out for the record that I've never been the one who had the fixation. I were never the one who made a big deal about our matches. It were Razor who would come in, week out. Oh, no, here comes my kryptonite. Oh, no, I've got to face Maeve again. Oh, no, this, that. No, so if one of us is obsessed, it ain't me. I were trying to do something nice and give my fellow Hall of Famer a chance for gold at a pay-per-view. And let's be real here. One of us in this match needs the help getting into those pay-per-view title matches, and it also ain't me. So I'm waiting for my thank you from Razor, as well as an apology for all of the harsh things that he said about me.
Okay, well, he's not here tonight, so you're going to have to wait for a while, or, you know.
He can apologize after we hear and still, that's fine.
All right, well.
You know, conscious.
All right. Well, I mean, I wish he was here tonight because that would be very interesting. But with that being said, I don't, you know, your opponent tonight is Hobo Ezekiel. You seemed pretty excited about facing last night.
I always like facing Hobo. Hobo's fun. He's been bathing more frequently, which I appreciate. It always makes it a little easier to get in the ring with him. I really wish I had some clue what he's talking about with all this conspiracy nonsense and talking about how we're both just cogs in a machine or something. I feel like I missed like the first two parts of a movie and I'm trying to watch the last piece of a trilogy and I have no idea what's happened. But I reckon we'll see where it goes. I always enjoy facing Hobo. So I'm excited to have a match against him. And, so just because math is not my strong suit, how many weeks do we have in this rankings period between now and Graveyard Smash?
742.
How many days? Or how many weeks?
How many weeks or how many rankings matches or whatever it is you calculate? Because we got like 2 months.
I think it's like 9.
It's going to be, and actually, somewhere in here we may have a break or another week or not. It's scheduled for 16. It'll probably end up being 14, to be honest with you. But it is 8 weeks until Graveyard Smash, so almost 2 months.
Just thinking ahead, I do love Graveyard Smash. It's one of my favorite shows. I'm just trying to figure out how I want to fill my time between now and then.
I have ideas.
But you're not on the active roster.
You didn't say how you're going to fill it wrestling.
It's true. Something wrong, boss man?
No, not at all.
You sure?
Yes.
You seem a little agitated.
No. Just contemplative tonight, that's all. It's going to be a good night here in the Philippines. I wish you the best of luck against both Razor and Hobo tonight. And any final thoughts?
Let's see. I told you that I'm expecting the apology from Razor. I said that I'm looking forward to facing Hobo, even though I've got no idea what he's talking about. How are you feeling about your match, Boss Man?
Oh, I already told you. I'm going to beat the shit out of him. He's going to learn the meaning of Amadeus style tonight.
Does that mean you're going to sing at him?
If it gets me somewhere, I might. Amadeus style.
Oh, and that's right.
Oh, yes.
Don't forget that you gotta punch Enigma for English.
All right, we'll do that.
I was gonna say I'd ask you to give Enigma a kiss for me, but I don't think you'd go ahead with that.
No.
Well, then I'll just wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. I appreciate
think you'll need
that.
It.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mabel here, the Champion's Choice champion, taking on the Razor tonight in a Irish Kryptonite match and facing off with Hobo Ezekiel in a rankings match as well. So, just about, I think this one's in the books. We'll have results for you as the weeks go on here. But El Vacant, I think this wraps up another successful RAWF pay-per-view here at Tropical Aggression. Next pay-per-view, as I mentioned earlier, will be live October 22nd from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. It is RAWF Graveyard Smash. So, anything else we need to discuss, El Vacant, before we go?
I'm a little loath to do it, but, you know, with the next pay-per-view being Graveyard Smash, I guess I should ask, how have you been feeling lately there, Boss Man? Any headaches? Maybe some blackouts, anything?
No, I'm fine. Why? What are you getting?
Just saying.
What are you getting at?
The next pay-per-view is going to be a match. That's what I'm saying.
Oh. You can say his name.
You don't need to say his name.
No, you can say his name. Go ahead.
Mm-mm.
Go ahead, say it.
Mm-mm.
All right, you're talking about the maestro.
Madre de Dios.
You're worried about where the maestro is going to be.
Yes, I'm worried about the maestro. Yes, that is exactly what I'm worried about. I need to know if I need to get my rubber outfit cleaned.
See, I figured it out. Do you know it's not that he never shows up at Graveyard Smash initially. You know where he usually shows up first? Cataclysm.
But, you know, that's true.
And what are we not having this year?
Cataclysm. That's a good point.
If we don't have Cataclysm, they can't have Maestro.
I like your logic.
So, I'm not worried about it. Besides, last year he got it. It was an absolute humiliation. He's been humiliated every year. One of these days he's going to give up. Maybe not. Maybe he does show up this year. But if he does, somebody else is going to knock him off his perch. I'm not worried about it. Are you?
I mean, I'm not real super fond of being electrocuted.
Oh. You just you know, you're supposed to. I don't know. I'm not worried about it right now. It's the last thing on my mind. Got to get through tonight. And, I'm not too worried about it. Everything will be fine.
All right. I'll trust you.
All right. See? All right, folks. We will be back here next week live from Mexico City, the capital of the great country of Mexico, El Vacant's home, and a little bit of a homecoming for my co-host. And you know what, El Vacant? Maybe, just maybe, we should have you wrestle at Mexico City next week.
I should absolutely wrestle in Mexico City.
All right. I think we'll do that. And if we may even see if there's anybody out there willing to face you next week in Mexico City. That ought to be good. All right, for El Vacant, I am Lord Amadeus. This has been RAWF Tropical Aggression. Thank you all for joining us. Thank you all, anyone listening to the replay. We will see you all next week. Good night, everybody.
Hasta la bye-bye.